The future may not be clear, but our commitment is. So when you sit with an advisor at Merrill Lynch, we'll put your interests first. Visit ml.com and learn more about Merrill Lynch, an affiliate of Bank of America. Merrill Lynch makes available products and services offered by Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner & Smith Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member, SIPC.
So you thought desktop PCs were dead? There's been a renaissance. Reinventing the stationary desktop computer. Things have gotten nuts.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. And now that smartphones, tablets, and laptops have taken over the free world, desktop makers have nothing left to lose and are pulling out all the stops to reinvent the stationary desktop computer, from everything from touchscreens and bodies that double as home theater speakers. It's gotten intense. Luckily, personal tech columnist for the Wall Street Journal, Jeffrey Fowler, has gone into the trenches of all things desktop, and he is joining us right now from our San Francisco booth. Hi, Jeff.
Hi.
So you were able to test some of the more innovative reinventions of the desktop PC. So let's break it down. Figure maybe we start with the HP Envy 34 curved all-in-one. It's got the wow factor. That kind of blew me away. Let's talk about this crazy curved screen.
Yeah, everybody in our bureau here in San Francisco keeps stopping by to be like, what the H is that? It's a giant screen. I mean, literally just sort of picture an IMAX on your desk, and that's this computer. But, you know, you've probably seen this creep of screens that's happening on lots of people's workspaces. They'll add one monitor, then another, and then a third and a fourth, like we're all stock traders. And this is kind of responding to that. Like, is there a more elegant kind of home office friendly way to get a lot more point of view? And you can get that with this really long screen. It also might appeal to people who like to watch movies on their computers, which is more and more folks, because it's got that really long aspect ratio like they use in a big cinematic production.
Yeah, and you can also, I guess, open many windows. For all of us that are, you know, always have like a gajillion windows open, you really can space it out. That struck me.
Yeah, mega multitaskers will be very happy. One thing I will warn, though, is I sometimes lost my mouse in the screen with all that going on. And unfortunately, Windows 10 doesn't have that nice shake the mouse to sort of make it bigger like the Mac OS does. But Windows 10 does have some good shortcuts you can use, and actually you're going to need to learn if you're going to use a screen that big.
Let's move over to the Microsoft Surface Studio. It like swivels, and it has that Surface touchscreen action, but not what we're used to. What's new and exciting by way of touchscreens and dials and all that crazy stuff they're coming up with?
Yeah, I have to say, this is the computer that made me cheat on my iMac, right? So I've written many reviews of iMacs over the years and talked about how much I love working on that big screen. And then in the recent years, Apple put some very nice high resolution, great color screens in there. But what the Surface Studio does that really kind of changes the game is, first of all, the screen is bigger. And then second of all, it's on this hinge. So it swivels around to kind of meet you wherever you want to work with it. So I found in using it that, you know, so yes, if you're an artist, you might need to sort of use it at its lowest position to draw. Mm-hmm. But then that was also kind of a useful angle to kind of like lean over and kind of get into things, even if I was working with Photoshop or Lightroom. And then I found even just at writing words, which I do for a living, I enjoyed sort of being able to just kind of quickly and easily just kind of change position on what I was looking at, move around a little, wiggle things. And this is kind of, I think, the best example I've seen of the computer sort of like literally bending to meet your needs, right? And this is where I think desktops are smartly going. It's like not just sort of all for one or all in one anymore. Now it's like, well, let's give you a computing experience that's going to fit exactly how you need to work.
Yeah, the touch surface opens up a world of possibilities. Dell, the Dell XPS 27, it seems to have gotten in on the swiveling touchscreen action as well. But how does it compare to Microsoft?
Yeah, so the Dell is, it looks a little bit more like an iMac. It's actually, it's sort of the best sort of iMac alternative out there right now, particularly because of its price and power versus the Microsoft Surface Studio. But it does have that touchscreen and also has a really beautiful set of 10 speakers that sort of work like a sound bar on the bottom. So it really kind of raises the bar for sound. And then it does something that neither the Surface Studio nor an iMac can do, is you can get one next month that's going to be powerful enough to run one of those virtual reality rigs like the Oculus Rift.
Wow.
So
that can get dangerous.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like it's really kind of the upgrade that I feel like a lot of people have been waiting for, actually, from an iMac.
We're speaking to personal tech columnist for the Wall Street Journal, Jeffrey Fowler, about the latest innovation in desktop PCs. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
Looking for an easy way to advance your career or improve your business? Download an audiobook. At Penguin Random House Audio, we publish best-selling business books, often read by the author. Receive expert advice as you go about your daily routine. Listen to an audiobook as you commute, travel for business, or work out. Visit tryaudiobooks.com/WSJ for a free full download and listening suggestions.
Thanks for listening. So, Jeff, I want to round this out with a little something from HP. Now, they have something called the HP Pavilion Wave. It's for those of us who use our computer as an entertainment system, which is a lot of us these days.
Yeah, they're realizing that this thing, if it's going to be part of your entertainment system, is going to have to live probably in your living room. And you don't want to, most of us, now some of us would want a really weird looking PC in our living room, but most of us don't. We want something that kind of blends in or looks nice. And this thing is really cool looking. It's kind of like the size of one of those big thermoses, and it's covered in cloth, and then it itself is a speaker. So they took advantage of sort of the hollow center of the thing to push sound out the top and through it.
Mm-hmm.
So it can get really loud and can actually be a great kind of accompaniment to your home TV experience.
Very good. Thank you for always doing the hard work for us so we can just pick out the good stuff, Jeff. It's always fascinating.
Bet.
Thanks so much.
Take care.
For more, check out WSJ.com/tech, where you can see for yourself how visually sleek and high-tech things have gotten. That'll wrap up the tech news briefing for now. I'm Tanya Bustos in the newsroom at the Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.